Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We've talked about it with coaches and everything and a little bit in our first segment. You don't just throw your hands up. You just try to figure out a different way to do it. You figure out what your strengths are and you try to play to that. And you try to win, you know, as many football games and get as far as you can. And I think this team adjusted last year. I think they wanted to come out and be a run physical team with Dameon Pierce. They clearly saw that wasn't it, so they had to change course and do things differently. I think they got to change course. And they've started to do it, but I do think there is a historical path for them to take. I don't know if they can execute this thing, Brandon. I don't. But to me, it is the best path for them to get as far as they can.
Well, so is it a path, though, if they can't execute? Like, do you not know if they can execute it, or do you not think that they can execute it? Just to be clear on this, before we even lay out the path, do you not know that they can do what you're about to say, or do you legitimately not think that they can do this?
I don't know.
Let's lay it out there for the people. Let the people decide.
I just believe if they are to get to the best potential way for them to make, like, if you think, can they still make a run to an AFC championship game or a Super Bowl?
Sure.
This to me is the route. And that is of last year's Kansas City Chiefs. To me, that is the route. And I understand, that's like Tyler just rose up and looked like, what? Hold on. I understand, like, what they have. But when you look at it, what the Chiefs were last year, they were number two in defense. The Texans are pretty high in certain spots defensively. We understand, like, their historic rate in terms of teams, quarterbacks' completion percentage against them when you factor in the Richardson and Josh Allen ball games.
Yes.
Especially at home. But they were the number two defense. They routinely held teams to 21 points or less. 17 of the 20 games that they played last year, they held opponents to 21 or less. One of them was 22 to the 49ers, and that happened in overtime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a formula for them. They ran the football. Isaiah Pacheco became more of a big part of their team. And then it was like, hey, Mahomes, we need you to close it on and go make a play. Mahomes and Kelsey, go make a play. Right, and that became, and then they used their great kicker. They would kick 3, 4, 5 field goals. So I think the Texans have the element of the kicker. I think the Texans right now have the element of a quarterback that, now maybe not to Mahomes, not to Mahomes' level,
right,
but they have a quarterback that you can feel like, hey man, if we keep the game to a certain level and we want to go ask him to go make a play, that maybe him and Nico and Tank can go make some plays at a certain level, maybe not up to their level, but they can go make some plays. So to me, that is, because they're not going to be a team that's just, we're about to put up 40 and we're going to drop this thing back like I think they thought they can, because they just can't protect, right? They didn't do anything at the break. They obviously are at the deadline, and they obviously completely misevaluated what they had across the front, and that starters and backups. So I think they have to change pace and use Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's better than Pacheco.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think their running game has a chance to be better. But to me, to mirror what the Chiefs did, and the Chiefs finally made a decision midway in the season, said, all right, we can't go and be the Mahomes offense that we thought we could be. We got to be run the ball, score, play towards our defense. And I think that has got to be the formula now for the Texans. Again, I still, as we talk it out loud, I am not certain if they can execute that, but to me, that is their best route.
Yeah, so I agree with the formula. I'm with you on that. I am in a space of not actually being sold that they can stay true to the formula, that they can actually make that work. Or not that they can't make that work. I just don't feel like all of the elements are there that we described just now, the way you just laid it out, right? Like, I do think that it's a team that can be led by its defense at times, but I don't think it's a defense that's anywhere near as strong as the Chiefs one from last year. I do think that C.J. Stroud is a game breaker, the type of quarterback that you want to have the ball in his hands at the end of the game, even with the type of games that he's had over the last couple of weeks, the Jets game, the Green Bay game from a couple of weeks ago. Not like just glowing parts of his resume per se, but I still believe in C.J. Stroud. So I think it's a good defense. I believe in the franchise quarterback, but I don't think that they have the elements that reach the level that the Chiefs did last year between the defense or the quarterback, and certainly not the offensive play caller, the play designer. Like, that's
Andy Reid portion of it, yes.
Yeah, that's the one part of it.
It's a perfect match now.
It's not a perfect match, but that's the one part of it where the comparison starts to break off completely. Because you're tapped into Chiefs Nation, if you will, for lack of a better term. There is nobody in the Chiefs fandom or media or anywhere that you can find that's questioning if Andy Reid knows what he's doing. There are serious questions about that in terms of who the offensive play caller is here in Houston. And then on top of that, you don't quite have the game-breaking defense that I think that the Kansas City Chiefs had last year. And C.J. Stroud, while on his way to becoming great, I do think is going to be a great quarterback in his league, has not given you that level of comfort that I know Chiefs fans got to have when Patrick Mahomes has the
ball. I agree. I think it is at a lower level, maybe like a poor man's version of it. But for me, I think that's what they have to embrace. I think, like, to me, that is, because I, like, if you tell me, all right, no, there's a better way that they should give themselves the best chance to win, I'm not certain that there's one better than.
But here's the problem with being the poor man's Chiefs, Ron. The Chiefs are still the Chiefs. So, like, you actually, if you're trying to realize your dreams or achieve your goals this year, you still at some point theoretically got to go through the Chiefs, right? And I know you already beat the Bills, but like I don't think being a poor man's version of a team that won the Super Bowl last year bodes well to beating actual contenders now this year, which include those same Chiefs for the most part.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.